parasha we find, I just told us, we find the Indian Yaakov coming in to get the brachas, Yaakov Esav. He comes in, he takes the brachas. His father doesn't recognize him. Yehoyu Yodov, Kidei Esav, his arms, body was covered over with the skins, and he felt him, because he knew that Esav was an Ish Sawyer, man of a lot of hair. Yaakov was an Ish Cholok, wasn't so hairy. Leila, Yaakov came in the first time at the brachas. So Yaakov Avinu brings the food. I am Esav Yibachor. Asisi kasheti barata Eloi. I did like you told me to do. Come now and eat. Vitzeidi v'avot v'tan nafshecha. Yoyim Yisrael b'noi. Mazeh mihad umsoi b'ni. Yoyim ekihikyu Hashem alake elefonai. Got back pretty soon. I just sent you out to get the food. So he says, kihikyu Hashem lefonai. Hashem was hikyu lefonai. Yom Yitzchak Yaakov Shana. So Yitzchak calls over Yaakov and says, "What's going on over here?" Oh my Yitzchak, leave her. Rashi says, "Ain't derech Esav Hashem Shemayim Shalom Lefiv." Esav is not saying Baruch Hashem, Yad Hashem. Esav is not that type. Hikva Hashem Alekecha Lefanai. He's talking about the burnish of Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, Hashem, help me to get it. Something's funny over here. The way how he's talking. Goes over and he feels him. But Yoima Koil Koil Yankiv. But Yadayu De Esav. He says the voice, the famous quote is about the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the hands are the hands of Esav. Esau, whatever it is. Anyway, the Maisa, the Pel of the Gazak. So everybody would say it. Well, Hakol Kol Yankiv. Why? So Rashi beforehand. So Rashi, I mean, he's believing. There is a Yoshev Shemai Shavu Befiv. And he's dying with the Yisov. He's peeled him out. So the Kol Kol Yankiv is because he talks. Rashi says, Kol Kol Yankiv. So Rashi, she medaber beloshim kachanunim. Kumno, please, Dad, get up. Come eat, please, Dad. Get up, old man. Come eat your porridge. So chur it's a pelel ma'aseh. If we would say a kol kol yankiv, what's the word for that? That this was a symbol again. And Yitzchak's mother trying to figure out who it is. The koyveya, who this man in front of is, and. The Simonim look very good. So now he's Kaveya. And Taka, Kil, Kil, Yankiv, Yidayu, Dei, Esav. That's the raise with Shiloh. Why do you give him the bracha? I am Beis Halevi, because of Chor Tosafei. I am Beis Halevi, and I'm Ban. Well, the Maestro Soibah Shal Dovar, when he's Kaveya, what is the Simon, Kol, Kil, Yankiv? He doesn't use the Hikra Shem Lefanacha. He says this is a a Vadai symbol that's Yankiv, because Ein Desh Medabe B'Loshen Tachanun. Murder the Gerashim. to see what is the mitzvahs of a mensch of the Ovis Rabbeinu, which is the nice Ovis in the bond, the tachlis of this sefer, but sefer Yosha the Gemara Abba Zara, is that we have to learn from the Ovis Rabbeinu how to become mensch of Rabbeinu, how to be real people, how to be people that not only in Abudis Hashem Rabbeinu, but in Abudis Odom, being mentioned, as we said. The Torah is here to make us into a mention. It starts to make us into tzaddik. The first thing it makes us into a mention. Moshe Feinstein always said, Eila told us, Noya Noach Ish Tzaddik. Before you're the tzaddik, you have to be an ish. You've got to be a man. You've got to be a mensch. And Esav, here was the definite thing. So what's the pshalachor you have to say as well? That in the inyan of Hikra Hashem Lefonecha, you're right, there is a shlimut v'yagim, but the maizah could be, it's not a simple move up, because but the way he talks with Derech Tachnunim, the day he taught Derech Tachnunim, which comes from the etzim atzmius of the mensch of Oisai, that's mamish, the menschlichkeit, that menschlichkeit, the etzim sub is not shaykh to Esav of Oisai, that menschlichkeit is not shaykh. Anybody can say here Baruch Hashem, you know, here or there, doesn't often do it, but the maizah that could be. But that won't be a simple move up, but if he talks with Derech Tachnunim, he talks with menschlich, that must come from a Kol Chol Yankov, it only comes from a Kol Chol Yankov. Those they don't learn up the Taich and Rashi of us. That's a more thing of Musa Haskell for us, what Boaz said. Hanging in the Indian of how important what Boaz said is to learn how to talk as a man, what Boaz said. In all shmuz, we have to give a different shmuz, the Thursday night shmuz, but here's it's not matter, the talk of people today, what Boaz said. I don't know why everybody wants to be Schwarzes. Bro, your boat, then down the street. Everybody's bro. Last time I used to hear that was in Harlem. When I went to Harlem, it was a bro. I was going bro. Chilling bro. Why do we want to be black? Everybody said, I understand. Why do we want to be black? What's the word of being black? What is Milo? I don't know. We can paint your face if you want. I don't know. If you want, we have a special guy. Okay, what's the border? Bro. I don't understand. What's with the bro? That's what they do in Harlem. Bro. The kids are social with every bros. All the chilling. And what's coming down, man? Like, you know, start making the moves. Your body also. What's doing, bro? Have one of those caps in the back. Put your finger into the socket of afro hair. So we might say, so we shall talk, you could be a mamish or shvatz if you want. I don't mind, but it's a little bit so. Chom was a curse to be black. It was a curse. I don't know why people are cursed. I don't know if we should give this out to, but Chom is cursed, but it's black, is being cursed. What's the word of trying to be like a black man? What's the word of wanting to be a black man? It's cool to be a black man. The black man, Shemi Rachim, they were cursed. Chom is cursed. The white man is, I said anything about the black, but that's what it says. Chazal says Chom is cursed. So we're not against the thing. We're not racist against black, was it? But we were born white, and not only white. There are blacks also. We have blacks that became a yidah was a yidah is a kol kol yankov was a yidah talks fine, gentle, human, and it's a very very important person. We try to, I don't know where we get it, but that's with different shmuz that we look up to different heroes and different people out there. That's our hero, Reza. These are our heroes. Guys who are meshugan as mamish. They don't know if they want to be a man or a woman or both. And that's what we look up to, Reza. That's what we look up to. Wow, this guy, mamish, that he committed suicide because he was black and white. He didn't know what he was wanted to be. Black or white, man or woman. And everybody's idolizing this guy, Reza. Shem Yirach, Rabbi said, Meshugana, Shebish Meshugana. The highest level of Meshugana. That's what we're looking up to. So we don't go over. Some guy said, okay, that's a little too far. I just look up to the drug guy. The guy was heavy drug. Sits there with a guitar. Mamish comatose. Mamish on everything, heroin, and everything. I was just singing in the shit, You know, I don't know what he's thinking about, what he's thinking about. Say, maybe I do know what he's thinking about. But anyway, Shem Yirach, this guy's mamish off his rocker. You tell from his music that he's angry, very angry at the world. you know, the name of the band is Disturbed. Right away, Rabbi Sai, you have to try to understand, why would I want to listen to music? Okay, we're not getting into that, Rabbi Sai. But any name of music, no, you know, even the music I listen to, Rabbi Sai, I'm just saying, what's the void? It's very for the goyim, nothing to let them enjoy, Rabbi Sai. But why should we want to idolize these people, Rabbi Sai? But I idolize, Rabbi Sai, the tzur is on hold, Rabbi Sai. We're supposed to be the human, the being that the whole world looks up to, how to act. And the whole world looks to the Yid. The whole world is supposed to look up to the Yid. You're the first one, Amlechus Kain and Gai Kaddish. We're the princes of the world. And we have to guide the world to talk and to act and to be menschlich, Rabbi. So what are you broing for? What's the broing? You're not a Schwarz in Harlem over here. You don't have to walk, you don't have to talk, your hair's not afro. You're not a Schwarzer. So what's the word of us? We're so impressioned by the whole world of us, to live like mamish, not to live like God, but the speech of us, speech. The speech has to be idle. The speech has to be lashon tachnunim. The speech has to be and talk to a person, not grub. And not in the way that the tzura of dibur of a person of us, it's so important for us. That's the koyach alakami miles in the tzura sadir of us. Don't follow them in tzura sadir. You want to follow somebody else, maybe. But tzura sadibur, that's the koyach alakami miles. Yipach ba'apa ruach. Yipach ba'apa ruach. Hashem blew into the ruach. Nefesh chayim. Zot the entire ruach ma'amalas. That's when we talk about the koyach adibur. That's the Ruach Hashem, Rabbi. And there we're using it to lower, to be like the lowest on the earth, Rabbi. The Koyach Adibur is there for that the person should uplift himself and to be the prince of the Bria, Rabbi. And here we have it, the Koyach of Yaga, Moshe Tachnunin, Moshe with the respect, Moshe with the beauty of no, please, Rabbi, without having to go to Dale Carnegie on how to win people and influence, whatever. You have to go to these courses, Rabbi says. But Etzim, the man, the Tzura is a man of a person who knows how to talk because that's the Tzura of a Yid, Rabbi says. He's Menschlichkeit. He talks with respect. He talks with Nachno. And he talks with etiquette, with a properness that's Shaykh to the Tzura Sa'adim Hamidi, Rabbi says. And this is what we have to aspire. This is what we have to take our lessons from. This is what we have to look up to, Rabbi says. This is how we have to make a goal in life to be mamish or tzura sadir, Rabbi. And we have to realize that it's not only that with the but on the is also marriage, Rabbi. Marriage is one of the most biggest issues in marriage, is how we talk, Rabbi. A person gets married, they talk the same way as he talked to his chavrusa, Hashem Yirach, Rabbi. If they talk the same way he talked to his chavrusa, you don't know what you're talking about, you'll be calling me. Maybe some marriage problems. I have a big lob on my head. Looks like a banana. What happened? What was the frying pan this time? Low flying frying pan. Last week it was the high flying soup pot. And I was able to duck, but the low flying frying pan got in my way. And I had a banana. I have a banana on my head. They call me banana head now. I put my yarmulke, it's a little bit high on my head. I hope it's going to go down soon. They call me the high priest. What happened? Well, she came home. We just having a very, very friendly discussion, me and my wife. Bracha. It was such a nice discussion. I thought, I said, you don't know what you're talking about. And then came the frying pan. And I guess I didn't know what I was talking about. It was also hot, so I have a big mark. I look like Kayan also. I hope it's going to go away someday. But don't worry, Rabbi Sai. The bump goes down eventually. But Rabbi Sai, what's with the marriage, Rabbi Sai? You don't know how to talk. You didn't learn how to talk to Yeshiva. What are they learning Yeshiva? Isn't the Yeshiva the Mokum where you're producing Bnei Torah? Isn't the Yeshiva a place where a person walks out from learning halacha and everything, but the person walks out, there's a change, means a ben Torah, means you're representing the Torah. This is how ben Torah talks. This is how he talks to his wife. Forget about what, you know, the other things he says. when he gets angry because he lost a quarter, should be out there. But the Maisa service will know, but how does he talk to a person? You see guys sometimes talking to people, but it's pros. Disgusting. And what does it come through? Because of the Goyim, Rabbi Yisrael. A koil kol yad, the koil of yad is Roshim Tachnunim. Yokum no Avi. Talk to your parents, talk to people, Rabbi Yisrael. It's with the etiquette, it's with the beauty. And that's the surah of the mantra, Rabbi Yisrael. The highest form is how we, in the Dibra of Shulban Adam, where it's mamish, refined. Where it's beautiful, Rabbi Yisrael. He learns how to talk Bachno. He learns how to answer Bachno. You could be the greatest person in the world if you learn how to talk properly. You could be the most loved person, most adored person, that the people look up to, that the people should have a shabbachas bar. Or you could be a person that has shown people that don't like to be around. The menschlich kaver and the meister of us. But to talk with derech eretz of us. This is what defines the kol yankim of us. Nish the hachrim, not the fanat. And a kol yankim. Because the deep in the Russian Tachanunim of Israel. The Mailer of Israel, time doesn't allow, it should be Mayach, Ma'oid, and some Sugi of Israel. And the truest Adib of Israel, the Chutzin Ein of Nivel Per of Israel, which is Shem Yirach, we went on the trip, and I'm not trying to, and Shem Yirach of Israel. I wasn't sure, I had to take a second look, I thought maybe, I don't know, I thought we were, it was who knows who was there for Shabbos. I'm not saying everybody of Israel, but some people they can't get out. Every fourth word is something that should be flushed down the toilet. Why do we talk like that? Where do we get such a mahav to talk like that? A person has to mamish work on it now. To talk with nivul peh, the Gemara says Aksubas 8b. The Gemara says everybody knows by kalanis alachum b'chol a navelus peed. If he needs it like there's adin. The Shivim Shana of the Torah has arrived from that tomorrow that the Chor could have exaggerated on Rosh Hashanah for many years. That's what the Mishabur says also, that if you like the Moshe to go right, Nepach Lero, the person that I said, it's bad luck I have these days. If you wouldn't have, you know, dropped so many F-bombs the last few days, you would have been, Mamish, you would have been not so, you know, your luck would have been different. Chomenava is Piv, that's Zachazal. Everything, you know, this and that, Rabbi said. It's a matter of Baruch Hashem, a lot of people that we're far from, we're not near them, but I'm embarrassed to say, but you know, when they say in English to swear, it's not becoming of a Yidr, but Nivul Perez Tolu should be out of the ballpark. Now we're talking refining even more to talk not grub, and to say nice words, to talk to people with respect. But Nivul Perez should be out of the ballpark. For Ben Torah, but he said, we're learning Torah, represent the Torah, he's showing better get out of. Because the more you learn Torah, the more you don't act up in Torah, it's Chil Hashem. But you show you, listen, I'm just learning Yeshiva, Rabbi. Don't give me such a responsibility. Well, too bad. Once you signed up to Yeshiva, you're Ben Torah, you're Shad to Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. And you represent Torah. Even though the Maaseh Sefer Shuldova, I'm not the biggest Talmud Chacham. But the Chaim says it, that every person of God will probably today, especially around the world, you represent Torah. You're learning the Yeshiva, you represent Torah. And you talk Ramish the way they talk in the garden of Israel. The garden of Israel, we have to get rid of it. We have to get it out of our vocabulary. All of the words that Ramish shaykh to the lowest of the low. And we're not even talking about that. We're talking about even refining more. We're trying to become the Surah Sa'adam that knows how to talk of Israel. And everywhere we have to learn a Surah of Israel. A Surah, how to walk, how to talk, how to act, how to do Ma'isah of Israel. We have to learn how to talk. That's where we should want to learn how to talk. They want to learn the Koil Kol Yanki, Rabbi said, which is the Gavala the Koyach, the Koil Yanki, Rabbi said. The Koil Yanki we want to have, if we shy after the Koil Yanki, we have to learn how to find our dear, Rabbi said. To talk in the tzura of respect. To talk to people, not to butt into conversations when he's talking to somebody else. Oh, I just wanted to ask, middle of a conversation with somebody. I just wanted to ask Rabbi Yeshayla about what, you know, if you like to tear toilet paper on Shabbos. I'm sorry, it's Tuesday afternoon, I'm talking to a guy about a very important thing. What are you doing? Or the actual tzura. You don't know what you're talking about, you're an idiot. There's not the tzura of a kol yankim of this. You talk with respect, even if somebody says something foolish, you have to know how to talk, you have to know how to say, you have to know how to respond to Bosa. But that's what we're doing here. We're here in yeshiva not only to learn Torah, but I said, we learn that we spoke last that Torah is hanhaga, Torah is instruction. We learn how to become unbelievable mention of us, a real mention. The Nurich Ish side of the Bosa. If you want to be a tzad, you have to come to Ish, and the Ish is in the Dibur. The Bosa, we should be Zoycha, Beza Hashem, as we become more refined in our Torah, and that's not overnight. You can expect, we come from different levels, different backgrounds. It's not going to happen overnight, the Bosa said. But the goal, what about the goal? The goal at the end is that the koil should be koil yankov. I feel if the service shall do, we're going to have to go out and be per people that would be a dying day asap. But the koil should be koil yankov, should be koil of refinism, of tachanunim, of dabin law, of politeness, of bizerch of eza Hashem. The more we bring out that the world should say, Yisrael, the more in pay bada yuma, Yisrael should be chos poev, Ashrech al rabu shalom the toivah. You look, wow. That's a Ben Torah. You see how he talks. You see on a plane sometimes. It's like, guys walk over. You want to throw up. Especially combined with the airline food. So you have a title to roof with the airline food. You want to throw up. A guy talks to a waitress. Talks to another thing. Goes over. What's this? And what's that? And he's like, what's this? And talks. What's this? Wearing a yarmulke. Hashem Yirachem. You see a guy sometimes waiting online. And I will not stand, you know, screaming and yelling like a meshugana and talking with grubness of Boisa. Tall grubness. It's making a yarmulke where he sits his fly. Ah, what a tzaddik of Boisa. He's a gewaldige tzaddik of his nishkin ish. It's only the chasarim. It's like, you know, the guy who comes to the Rebbe with a shayl on the esu. Ah, everything's beautiful. Right? It comes with beautiful, it's mamish clean. But it looks like a tomato. It's like all round. So I always ask, it's a beautiful, beautiful clean. Where's the esu? One chesor, you're missing the esfit. So here, you have mamish. Oh, the tzidk is in. Where did the tzaddik of a nishkei mensch? Not the ish. There's no man here. No ma'aseh sovah shel tov. All the tzidk is in the mitzvah. By side, lashon tov to learn how to talk, to learn how to be better on derech eretz. And here, it's koyveh the kol yankov.